health issues feature in all the next four stories. The future of Norfolk's children's centres will become clear this month when we learn who will be providing the new but reduced service. The vast majority of NNN patients with heart attacks now receive angioplasty, a life-saving treatment that was launched 10 years ago. A national eating disorder charity has slammed the organisation which treats adults in Norfolk for telling patients they are not ill enough for treatment. Almost half of Norfolk's dental surgeries are closed to NHS patients due to lack of dentists in the county.
The future of Norfolk Children's Centres Spared the Axe will become clear this month when council bosses reveal who will be providing a new service. Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Committee took the controversial decision to close 38 of the 53 children's centres in January. It will see the council move away from using centres to directly provide services through a new early childhood and family service. 15 centres will survive as bases, with the council promising a targeted service in the community, including in libraries, village halls and people's homes. The council had invited tenders from organisations to run the new service, and that process has now been completed. The budget to commission the services has been cut from £10.2 million to £5.2 million. The 38 children's centres being axed will close their doors by October, although the council hopes voluntary groups will take them on to continue to offer services to young people.
It was once a pioneering treatment, which was hailed as a revolutionary when it was brought to Norwich for heart attack patients. But now, the vast majority of people arriving at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, receive angioplasty, a life-saving treatment for which a special centre was opened 10 years ago. In April 2009, the Norfolk Heart Attack Centre, based at the NNUH, launched to provide 24/7 access to the artery clearing treatment, which had previously only been available for those with angina. At the time, this newspaper reported that it was expected to halve the death rate, from which the most deadly kind of heart attacks, and put the county on par with best standard treatment across the country. And now, 10 years on, a doctor has hailed it a success. Angioplasty restores blood flow to the heart by inflating a small balloon in the artery through an artery in the arm or leg. The money for the NNUH centre was raised through a public appeal, and it was hoped it would halve the mortality rate from the most severe form of heart attack, ST elevation myocardial infarction, STEMI, from 8% to 4%. The charity has continued to raise millions for the NNUH cardiology department and is currently helping with equipment for the hospital's new catheterisation laboratory.
The National Eating Disorder Charity, based in Norwich, has slammed the organisation which treats adults in Norfolk for telling patients they are not ill enough for treatment. BEAT, which is based in Rosary Road, made the accusation ahead of a Norfolk County Council's Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee meeting. The charity took aim at the fact that due to a lack of staff, the Norfolk Community Eating Disorder Service, NSAIDS, is only able to accept patients who are classed as having a severe eating disorder. The decision was made in November last year in order to keep patients safe. But in practice, this means patients must have a body mass index of below 15 in order to qualify for treatment. And even then, there are long wait times to be seen, leaving GPs in an invidious position of being responsible for patients they may not be able to treat. A document prepared by BEAT said, "We are seriously concerned about access to treatment for adults with eating disorders and their carers in Norfolk, as well as the staff of NSAIDs, who must be under immense pressure given the low capacity of the service." Documents revealed NSAIDs, which is run by Cambridge and Peterborough Foundation Trust, had struggled to recruit therapists for around 12 months. There had been 4 unsuccessful recruitment campaigns, and temporary staff were also in short supply. But a 5th round had now got new members of staff, and NSAIDs hoped to lift restrictions on access by July.
Almost half of Norfolk's dental surgeries are closed to NHS patients as a lack of dentists in the county impacts on care. Papers released ahead of Norfolk County Council's Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee on Thursday revealed 3 surgeries had closed since November, and uncertainty over Brexit was unlikely to help. Nick Stolls, Secretary of the Local Dental Committee, said recruitment of dentists has become even more difficult in many rural parts of the county, and Norfolk has suffered in much the same way as many other regions. He said that while in general practice, GPs recruited in northwest Norfolk were being offered golden hellos, there was no similar scheme in dentistry. Data shows that of the 98 dentist surgeries in Norfolk, 50 are accepting NHS patients. There are now more nearly 200 more patients per dentist in North Norfolk and South Norfolk than in 2016/17. In Norwich, the number of patients per dentist has risen by 39. But in Great Yarmouth and Waveney, and in West Norfolk, the number of patients per dentist had decreased. The number of people going to A&E for dental problems had risen from 14 in 2016 to 25 in 2018. Dr. Stolls said Brexit was unlikely to improve the situation, and said the challenges facing NHS dental practices have been significant. But there has been a worrying trend across the country whereby practices are simply closing and handing back their NHS contract to the commissioners. We have seen 2 examples of this in Norfolk. Both closed their doors, not just to NHS patients, but to all patients. They ceased to be a dental practice.